This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do? I bring you guys all kinds of tips and advice about buying a home. Well, I've got a tip for you. Did you know that even if you just got a new job, that you could get into financing? Truly depends on what it is that you've been doing prior to this new job. But many times we can carry over history from a previous job or maybe schooling that you are in to get the job that you have. So if you've thought that the answer is no, don't stop there. Give me a call. Let's talk. You and me, Mom, one-on-one. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. Click on Contact Us and send me an email. We'll get together and see what we can do for you.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do every week? Well, I talk to you about your family, your future, and what comes first. And you know what a lot of that is your finances. What is more important than making sure that you can afford your payments and that you're not paying too much in interest? Well, right now, my guys down at Tustin Buick GMC, they have 0% financing on a Yukon up to 72 months. More than that, mention Go Country or the Mortgage Mom and get $4,500 off the MSRP along with your 0% financing on that Yukon. They've also got 0% for 60 months on select model Sierras for all my cowboys out there, and 0% on the Encore if that Yukon's just a little too big. Go see them. Go to Tustin Buick GMC or TustinGMC.com.
Tustin Buick GMC, lower payments guarantee.
The Mortgage Mom.
Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi here in the studio with me. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. And the first part of the show is always kind of catch up with Mom. What do we got going on? Last week, we talked about the car dealership experience. We had a rough, crazy roller coaster of a couple of weeks with moving mortgage companies and, you know, just everything that gets involved with that, moving location, space, physically moving furniture.
Right.
You became a grandma.
Yes.
We had a really crazy catch up with Mom experience last week. Mm-hmm. So let's catch up with Mom this week. This is what we do at the beginning of the show, so everybody listening kind of knows, you know, what's going on in our lives. And then we're going to get into some great stuff. We're going to talk about some amazing features that Movement Mortgage has for us for our veterans. And, you know, we'll kind of get into that and some, you know, costs that they can save and such. So I had a rough week with a little guy that's been sick, and he has been sick for 2 weeks now. I always let it ride it out. You know, I don't want to run him to the doctor every single time he gets sick. I don't want to throw him on an antibiotic when they don't need it. I'm very much an advocate that if that temperature, that fever is 100 or less, and if we give him some Tylenol or Advil that it brings it down, that we let it ride. And we went for as long as we could, and then all of a sudden he spiked and he just got even worse, and it's been 2 weeks. And so finally brought him into the doctor, and we've got to get him on antibiotics. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster at home, because you know, when you've got a 3-year-old that's sick, it's an experience. You're losing sleep.
Oh yeah, I do not miss those days. I will tell you, having those little ones that are sick is, I will tell you, I think the hardest thing there is as a mom.
It is. And then not only that, but they're in your bed, and now I'm actually sick, so I probably sound okay, but I'm pumped up on Mucinex and cough syrup right now.
Right.
You know, so you get everything, and it goes in whirl, you know, it's just a big whirlwind. But that's what I've been dealing with this week. Now, I do remember you saying something about Christmas. Christopher and his baseball. So, you know, I've talked a lot about my boys, their baseball, their lacrosse over the years that I've had the show. So let's talk about Christopher a little bit with his baseball.
Yes. So he joined the Castaic High School baseball team. And this is actually Christopher's first year ever playing baseball.
And that's a big year because it's a hard game.
Yeah, it's a big year. You know, ninth grade, he's just joining the team. So he really is kind of definitely the rookie on the team, right? He's never even played, doesn't know anything about the game. Last weekend, second game of the season, you know, it's fall ball right now, but he had a great game. He actually hit the ball, did great, didn't get on base, but he still hit the ball. So super proud, very exciting moment. And he is playing outfield left. And he caught the ball and got someone out. So really huge accomplishments
that's
in the game.
Big.
So
yeah, that's big. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was super awesome. They did lose the game by one run, but it was still a really great game. So, you know, he's just making some progress and doing really well. So it was very exciting.
No, that's awesome. Because, you know, Castaic High School, like we talked about, you know, a couple months back when everybody was back in school, it's a brand new school.
Yep.
You know, they don't have, you know, the baseball team that's been, you know, cultured over the years. And people are moving up and new freshmen coming in, and you've got to really work hard to even get on that team. I mean, my boys both played Little League from, you know, the time that they were 6 years old, first grade up is really when we started them. I didn't start it in T-ball, but they played, you know, baseball all the way through. And by the time that they got to high school, I'll be honest, my kids weren't the very best at baseball that there is. They were definitely the kids that sat on the bench a lot, which is okay. You know, it's still a really great experience for them. It's great for them to play a sport. It's good for them, their mental state, you know, all of it is good. And they really enjoyed it. But, you know, they both tried out and didn't make the team. So the fact that he is playing, he's playing with the high school team, and he's accelerating, you know, he's learning, and he's never done it before. And, you know, to make a great play like that, that's super exciting as a parent.
Exactly. I mean, it's great. It's fall ball, right? He'll still have to try out for spring to make the team. But you know what? He's trying, he's working hard, and he's enjoying it. And that for me as a parent is the most important thing. He's having a good time, and he's learning, and he's accepting the fact that he is the rookie on the team. They've got some great kids that have played their whole lives, and then they've got a couple kids like Christopher that just decided, hey, let's give it a try.
yeah. So. And you know what? That's really good. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's really good for their mental state to know that I've never done this before. I'm not the best. I have to try that much harder. It's encouraging for them. So that's great. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So now, it's really fun.
Yeah. And one thing, like for my kids, you know, maybe they weren't the best at baseball, but I'll tell you what, both of them just excel at lacrosse. So, you know, it was something that they didn't make the team. So they went out and they tried another sport, and they've turned out to be really, really good at it. I mean, obviously Manny's already graduated high school and now he's into college, but he actually had, you know, colleges calling to get him to, you know, try to get him to play lacrosse for them. And he was just kind of over it. He didn't want to play anymore. But, you know, Mikey's a freshman now. He's just started it, never played it before. And, you know, he's doing great. They've got him starting, and, you know, he's very excited. So, you know, it just goes to show you that every kid is going to be a little bit better at something different just because they're not the football player or the baseball player. Maybe they're fantastic at golf. Maybe they should be running track and field. Maybe they're that pole vaulter. You know, there's so many different sports, and everybody, you know, has their little niche. And so I think that's great. Maybe, you know, Christopher's never played before and he's going to pick it up super fast and he's going to end up on the team. And my kids played all these years and, you know, couldn't get on.
Right. You never know what happens in spring. And if not, you know, Christopher loves golf. So, you
so
know,
golf it is.
Right. He's decided he's going to play both. So we'll see how he tries to figure that one out. But, you know, he's a kid.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So catching up with Mom, I'm Debbie, Debbie Marcoux, and obviously Heidi Points here, Heidi Slagle Points. If you guys see her emails, she is my right hand for sure. If it wasn't for her, I would not be who I am. Definitely, I need her very, very much. So I've talked her into this. Like, she's doing this every week now. You guys, it's the Heidi and Debbie show.
I am here. I think it's the Debbie and Heidi show, just so we're clear. But I'm glad to be here. It's a lot of fun. And I'm attempting to get used to these mornings.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I told you, you're going to get used to them. It's just something that happens. So everybody out there listening, you guys have questions. You want to talk about your kids. You want to talk about sports. I mean, we are moms. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. you could text the word MOM to 474747. Everything you need, you can get from that text. You'll get a reply from me that says, how can I help you? And you can actually start asking me and Heidi questions about mortgages, real estate, anything at all that is really real estate involved. You can also, there's a link there that will take you directly to my YouTube channel where you can find all my homebuyer workshops. There's a link there to download the phone app. We haven't talked about that in a while, but the phone app is literally education at your fingertips, everything you could possibly need. So, you know, if you guys have questions about mortgage, I know we're talking sports right now and kids and somebody's sick and ibuprofen and antibiotics, but that doesn't mean that we can't also, you know, talk to you about what we're good at, which is, you know, our field of business, which is real estate and mortgage. So feel free to give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to hear those questions. We want to know what you've been thinking. My motto is the answer is never no. The answer is when. So, you know, sometimes you don't think you can do it. And just by making the phone call, you find out that you could actually do something right now. Other times you really want to do something right now, but you need to make the phone call. And maybe we need to do a little bit of credit repair. Maybe we need to plan for income that's, you know, next year. And that is going to get you at least on the roadmap, on the plan towards success of becoming a homeowner. Thinking about income, I mean, honestly, the minute I said that, I was like, we are like around the corner from the end of the year.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Don't remind me.
Right. Okay. Right. But when I say that though, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Heidi?
For being around the corner?
From the end of the year. It's taxes.
Taxes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Can you believe that? It's you know, and for a lot of self-employed borrowers, this is the opportunity that they have to maybe last year they didn't show enough income, but maybe this year they've had a little bit better year in their business. And it's a great time for somebody to reach out and say, can we talk about the income so that I know, you know, what could I do next year based on where am I pacing today for this year? Right. And we have so many loans that are, you know, 1 year of tax returns, and we do have those bank statement programs and things to help those self-employed borrowers. So just as we say things, it's like things pop into mind and I go, it's September. I mean, we're almost at the end of September. It's almost October.
I mean, we just finished the cutoff for filing your business extensions.
Yes.
So we just had to get those done. And now we're getting ready to head into the new year and to start filing your returns again.
Right. We're right back to those personal tax returns again. And so it's a great time if you've been trying to figure out what to do to make that plan. So get in touch with us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Ask those questions. Get a consultation on the books. Hey, you guys, if you call and we don't answer, it's because we can only take one call at a time. We're here in the studio. So you will go to our call service if we miss you. When that happens, the call service will actually ask you if you'd like to schedule an appointment. The appointment is not for me to take your application. The appointment is simply for me to talk about with you about your scenario. So, you know, what is your interest rate today? Are you looking to do a refinance? Are you trying to pull cash out? Are you wanting to buy a house? Do you want to have that consultation about where do I start? How do I even get this process, you know,
And I'm going to jump in here.
Yeah.
A lot of people are afraid to make an appointment because they think it's high pressure sales, which they have got so many times.
Yeah.
But it's not. Remember, it's a consultation. Deb is the mom. She is here to just hear you out, see what you're interested in, and talk you through what your options are. There are no high pressure sales here. She is going to walk you through what you can do, what you can't do, what the best options are, whether or not it's a good option for you today, tomorrow, next year. So don't be afraid to make the appointment to have truly a consultation.
And it's over the phone.
Yes.
You know, it is truly over the phone. But I can tell you that I am the least high pressure salesperson you've ever talked with. I am truly, like, you know, Heidi said, I'm going to walk you through the process. We're going to talk about you. Where is your credit score? What is your income? Where do you work? How long have you been working there? Did you go to school first? You know, we're going to walk through everything about you. How much is your debt? You know, to determine what is your next step. You know, we're going to talk about your refinance. What is your interest rate today? It's just like that blended rate calculator that I always, you know, talk about. What are your other debts? How much do you owe on those other debts? What are the interest rates on those other debts? And we're going to talk about what the options are. And I will guarantee you that the end of the conversation is, I don't care when you pull the trigger to do anything. I just want to get your options in front of you so that you can consider them and think about what's best for you and your family. I'm going to send you an email with my contact information so that if you decide that this is something that you'd like to do, that you can get started. And that is how I end almost every single conversation, because I'm not here to sell you to do something that is not worth it. And I cannot tell you how many times a day that I have conversations with people that I say, don't do anything.
That is so true. I sit in an office right next to Debbie. And for those of you that have not spoke to her, she's very loud.
I am very loud. I have a hearing problem. That's another thing to know about Mom. I actually have a lot of scar tissue in my ears. I was one of those kids that did have to have tubes, horrible infections over and over again. So I actually have hearing loss. So I don't mean to talk loud, but I talk loud because I can't hear.
Right. So I do hear her. And there are so many conversations she will spend half hour, 45 minutes on the phone with one of our listeners, one of our clients, and then tell them, you know what? I don't know that this is the best option for you. It sounds like you have everything going and you're on the right path. So again, just pick up the phone and don't be afraid if maybe your credit isn't great or you feel like you can't make it. Make the phone call so you know what your options are. We have seen it all. We have heard it all. And nothing surprises us. I promise you, if you could shock us, I would be amazed.
Yeah, I would actually, it'd be kind of cool to be shocked. But, you know, after all of these years, I mean, I'm 25 plus years in the business and I really have just about heard everything. And, you know, we're all humans. And that's the thing that I want everybody to keep in mind. There's no reason to be embarrassed. There's no reason to get down on yourself. We've all made bad choices, bad decisions in the past. If it is a problem with your credit, there's a lot of self-employed borrowers that do write everything off. You know, that's just the name of the game when you're self-employed. It's one of those things. Nobody wants to pay Uncle Sam. You know, there's no reason to be hard on yourself. There's no reason to get down on yourself. But what I can tell you being a mom is that if you don't reach out and you don't talk to us and you don't let us try to help you to get on the right path, whether that is today or it's in the future, then you're never going to get there. So we need to at least, you know, reach out and find out. If you've been thinking, oh, my interest rate on my mortgage right now is 3.5%. I don't want to do anything with that. But oh my goodness, I'm up to my ears in debt and I've got, you know, $40,000, $50,000 in credit cards, which we see on the daily. I'll tell you what, those $40,000, $50,000 in credit cards are drowning you. And those interest rates are probably in the 23, 24% range easily. And by the time we're done with that blended rate calculator, you're probably paying even with your, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 mortgage at 3.5% with all of those other debts, you're probably paying a combined average of somewhere in the 5%, 5.25%, 5.5%. So if we could get you into one loan, get all those paid off, get your credit score repaired, because once you're out of that debt, you're going to see your credit score fly, you really very well may be better off doing a refinance. But a lot of people are scared to let go of that 3.5%. So it doesn't matter if you're having credit problems. It doesn't matter if you're in debt up to your ears. It doesn't matter if you don't show enough income on your tax returns. We want to be able to help you. And the only way that we can do that is to talk to you. So reach out, send us a text message. You guys can text the word mom to 474747. Get those questions going. You guys can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. Click the contact us. You can send me an email. I love emails. It's so much easier for me to be able to answer, you know, by email than it is text message. The text messages are short. So, you know, if you have a quick question, they're perfect. But if you, or you want me to call you and you just say, call me, please. But it's, you know, you don't know until you do make that call and you do get in touch with us. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.